Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're so famous, Blake.
We live in, we're in downtown Los Angeles. This is where Wild 7 lives. It's hot here. And if we go outside, we're accosted by drugs. You know what I mean?
So
welcome, Jeremy. Welcome back. Good to have you. You know, gang, these two, same class of interns.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys were the same class, graduating class. Yeah, graduating class. How have you been, Jimmy?
Jimmy
fucking A, Jeremy.
That's what happens.
Hold up. Hold the fucking... Jeremy, I'm sorry. Jay, it's the Jay. It fucked me up. It fucked me up. And it's the heat, too. I'm fucking hot. It's hot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's in a full suit right now.
I'm in a full suit. I'm Mr. Red. You think being Mr. Red is a 24-hour, 24-7 job. And I do it with no complaints. No complaints, Jeremy.
Yeah, you were in a bunch of red earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I looked like a ketchup bottle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all about the red. You know what I mean? Jeremy, how have you been?
I've been great.
You've been good? You like this tune?
I do. I love it.
That's Blake. Right. Yeah, that's Cosmic Drive. Yeah, that's what we are. And Jeremy, we're going to have a sort of free-forming, kind of fun conversation here. One thing, and I'm just going to sort of pick at my obsessions, my latest obsessions, and you just kind of, you know, we jive on these obsessions. You know what I mean? Okay, so my first obsession that I've been going through is the Terminator films. Let's do this like really like, hold on. Yeah, let's fade that out. Fade that out real nice. And by the way, do you know what? I'm not going to start doing it now. But Blake is not a fan of ASMR. Oh, like that kind of, you know, like.
Not either.
You're not either? Okay, we're not going to do that. I sometimes do that. And I'm not going to do that to you, Blake. We're going to have a good show. We're going to have a fun time, a respectful time. Welcome, everybody. I'm Mr. Red. Hi. So, Jeremy, have you seen all of the Terminator films?
I've actually seen all of the Terminator films, except the TV show,
The Sarah Connor Chronicles? Yeah.
I skipped that one.
So let's jive a little bit. What is your favorite and what is your least favorite? And what are your thoughts on the whole franchise?
My favorite definitely is Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yes.
The least favorite would definitely have to be the reboot film where all of roles were kind of recasted with Emilia Clarke playing Sarah Connor and Jai Courtney. He played Kyle Reese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was like a pointless remake because I don't think they just, after that film came out and flopped, they just kind of continued the original storyline.
Right. Yeah. That was the one where the trailers were like, oh my God, the OG Arnold fights young Arnold or whatever. And so you were not a fan.
Not a fan of that film. Like, even, like, you know, Terminator Salvation gets shit on a lot.
Yeah.
I love. That's, like, my second favorite.
It's pretty cool because it's, like, the war. You're seeing the war in action.
Yes.
What did you think of Dark Fate?
Dark Fate was all right. I do think, you know, now I'm not rating these films kind of high, but
right.
It was not terrible. Dark Fate was just another money quencher, man.
Yeah.
It was decent, but it was like, okay, we need to stop making Terminator.
Right.
Stop putting Arnold in it. Obviously.
You would be a great T-1000, I feel like. Yeah.
Makes you think I'm not.
Yeah. Have you seen this boy? You know, like that's the T-1000 thing. So how old were you when you saw Terminator 2?
I had to be in my preteens. I was probably 8 or 9. I saw a lot of R-rated films at a very young age. So it was probably 8 or 9 when I saw it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Are you're a fan of the original as well?
Yeah, I've seen, it's funny because I've seen Terminator 2 before I saw the first one.
Oh, interesting. So, wow.
So I watched the first one later. But definitely, like, you know, Terminator 2 came on USA Network all the time, TNT,
right.
Always, all the time.
Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
just more, you know, it was more in my face. But I definitely seen Terminator later on, probably, you know, in my teen era.
Mm. Blake, what is your exposure to Terminator? Do you like that stuff?
I haven't watched any of it, and I don't really know much of it. So I can't really speak on it.
Oh, my God.
It's a sin.
Oy vey. So you have no exposure to Terminator? You've never seen any Terminator films? Okay. Well, guess what? We're going to... You know what it's about?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Blake.
I apologize.
The funny thing is, this is the interesting thing. I wasn't watching. I went through the ones that I didn't see. So that would be... I had seen a bit of Terminator Salvation back in the day, but I didn't remember it. So I went and watched that again. I never saw Terminator 3.
Really?
With the Terminator bitch. Yeah, you know. Yeah, the TS, you know. And I never saw Terminator Genesis, which is the one that you're not a fan of. And I never saw Terminator Dark Fate. Basically, the Terminator films.
How many have they made?
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Salvation, Genesis, and
six.
Dark Fate.
So six. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, the reason why these movies are kind of current and feel now is because of the fact that basically the mythos of Terminator is this. A tech company, like a defense company for technology. And stop me if any of this, because it's not that, like, but if anything I'm getting wrong, let me know, because there is a lot of mythology, I guess.
Right.
But like this company, this AI called Skynet, right, suddenly becomes self-aware.
Okay.
So it launches nuclear bombs and creates Judgment Day. It destroys the humans, and then the robots start fighting with the humans, right? So then there's one man. Who is this man, Jeremy?
John Connor.
And John Connor...
Arnold?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
No. There's education. It's education, you know. John Connor is a great man that rose against the machines.
Yes.
And he said, this is not right, what you're doing to us, and we're gonna attack you. And so he created the resistance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or not maybe created it, but just became like the main leader. Maybe he did. Maybe
right,
he did create
right,
the resistance.
Right,
maybe
right.
he did.
Yeah. But like he, so now in the future, you have this war going on. And so the robots send a Terminator back in time to kill John Connor's mom. John Connor sends Kyle Reese back in time to fuck his mom and create John Connor. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
That's a very interesting way of putting it.
I would not
said it that way. But
yeah. That was like one of the first sex scenes I ever saw in Terminator 1.
It's very intimate.
I was thinking about it and I was like, whoa. Because I was watching it recently and I was like rewatching that one. And I was like, this is in a way the most important sex scene ever. Like, because he's fucking John Connor into her.
It's like Adam and Eve, you know, but...
Yeah. And in fact, like, I'll play the sexy music, so here, wait. But, like, there's this part in the sex scene where Linda Hamilton is kind of riding him and stuff. Sorry, she's like riding him, and then she does this face that I've seen chicks do during fucking when I'm fucking. But like, she goes like, you know what I mean? And she did that, and I was like, whoa, James Cameron, you're really going for the details there. You know what I mean?
I guess James Cameron could have had a different career if Terminator didn't work.
Oh my God, James Cameron is a genius. Genius. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really look up to him. But anyway, so that's the Terminator films. One thing I want to say, I mean, that's how the mythos and everything, Blake. And one thing I want to say, I watched.
Arnold isn't the main character?
No, he's just sent to, in the first one, he's sent to kill Sarah Connor. In the second one, he's a different model, yes. Right? He's like a
reprogrammed.
Reprogrammed. Mm-hmm. And he's sent to protect John Connor.
Right.
And then he says like, you sent someone to fuck your mom and then she fucked her and now you are existing now and now I protect you.
It's like that scene in Transformers where the Transformers is coming to Earth for the first time and they see Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox is like, it seems like the male wants to mate.
right. Yeah. Oh, the Transformers. Did you see Rise of the Beast?
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I actually enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it.
I
think that movie proved that it's time for Michael Bay to stop making Transformers
films. Yeah, no, I thought, honestly, it was my favorite of those movies. And I'm not big on those movies, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that it's a reboot. It's, you know, it's the sequel to Bumblebee. So this would be Transformers 2. Rise of the Beast is Transformers 2 now.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Was Bumblebee pretty good?
Bumblebee was probably, is considered the best Transformers film aside from the first one.
You know, I got to go back, watch the ones that I haven't seen. I saw the last pre-Bumblebee one.
The last night, I believe.
Yeah.
Trash,
Jeremy said. Trash. Mumbo jumbo. It was just mumbo jumbo. And then I saw the first one and some of the second one. I got to go back and just kind of watch them because they're cool. I'm into it. Robots and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, there's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of these robots and shit. I like Terminator because he's like, he comes out, takes clothes from people. Like, there's this part, like, in the first one, he goes up to these punks. And then they're like, and when he travels, why is this sexy music so playing? When he travels back in time, shut up. Okay. When he travels back in time, clothes cannot be transported with you.
Right.
Or weapons.
Right.
But then here's the thing that the thing I've heard this discussed too.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't someone put a gun? Because he can't bring back a gun from that time.
Right.
You have to just come completely naked.
Right.
Arnold goes up to these punks and they're like, what the fuck? This guy's naked. And then Arnold is like, give me your clothes. And then they're like, fuck you or something. And then he like kills them, mm-hmm. takes their clothes. In the logic of Terminator, only organic matter can come through, right? But then how does the Terminator come through?
Because he has organic matter. All around him.
Okay, but then why doesn't he stick a gun up his ass? You know what I mean? Come on, James, you're not asking the big questions here. You got to co-write with me, buddy. You know, like for real. You know, he sees the punks. He's like, hold on, and then he like reaches into his ass. You know, like you know. But yeah, one thing I want to say on a serious note about Terminator 3.
Okay.
What did you think of that one?
I have to be honest, I think what a lot of people were expecting and what I was expecting was to actually see Terminator 3 should have been what Terminator Salvation was. And, you know, in the sense that, you know, I think the third film should have been like, okay, we're now the apocalypse has happened, we're here. Or actually, because Terminator 2 kind of averted the apocalypse in a way, right?
Right.
But, and I don't know. It just felt like more fluff. It was just like another reason to make another Terminator.
Right.
So I just felt a lot of the things that they did was just you know more money grabs. I felt like Terminator Salvation should have been a third film.
By the way, is he low? Are you low, Jeremy?
He's pretty far from me.
Yeah, cool. Sorry, I was looking at the sound waves and I was like, oh no. Now we can see you. Yeah, nice. One thing I will say about Terminator 3, mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting to enjoy it that much. And it's not like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But I will say there's one part where, spoiler for Terminator 3, it's at the end. And it turns out that the Terminator was trying to get him to go to this bunker. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out it's not to like stop Skynet.
Right.
It's really because shit's already too late. It's just to hide John Connor. And his mom has been fucked already, you know, like he's born. He's already been born. You know what I mean? And so he goes into the bunker. Mm-hmm. And then he makes a call to like some general or something, and like, yeah. And they're like, "What is your name, soldier?" And then he's like, "John Connor." And then like, I wasn't expecting this because at this point I've listened to this song 20 trillion million times. Mm-hmm. There's this beautiful sequence where the bombs are coming down, mm-hmm. and the atomic blast is happening.
Yes.
And it plays this gorgeous song called Radio from the original score. And I just have to say, it's like movie cum. Like it's like so good. Like it's such a great part. Everything else, it's like, yeah, there's issues with it. Yeah. Some people said the Terminator Matrix or whatever her name is wasn't that great and TX, stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but whatever. You know, I'm all for everybody. Who cares? But that one sequence was really good. Was yeah. really cool. And then yeah. Genesis, I thought was just kind of, it was like silly. And in a way, it started this multiverse shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's the thing about the Terminator franchise. It's the whole, you know, time paradox thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Blake, when you see it, you'll probably be asking questions like how some of this stuff happens, because it's a whole, it's definitely a concept where it's like, what came first, a chicken and egg? Or,
right.
In your words, who fucked who first?
right.
Because in Terminator Salvation, you know, that's a weird movie because in a sense, you know, John Connor's literally sending this guy back in time to fuck his mom.
Right.
You see, like, the first films, you're kind of seeing the aftermath. Okay, this guy comes to make sure, you know, in Terminator 2, the guy comes to make sure that, you know, John Connor survives or whatever, and then the other film, and then Salvation's like, okay, I need to send you back because you're really my father, and I got to make sure I get born, so I need to send you to go find my mom and fuck my
mom.
It's a very weird thing when you think about it.
So. Yeah. You know what I would do? Because they're mm-hmm. going to remake this eventually. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. Jim, I'm offering my services. James Cameron, not Jimmy Jeremy, you know, gotcha. The mistake and gotcha. Stuff. You know, Jeremy, you are Jeremy Gaines. You know, we know this, you Mr. know, Gaines. Man yes. of honor. Mr. Cameron, I'm offering my services. What I suggest is we have, now bear with me on this. Mm-hmm. We have John Connor be played by somebody that's like so not heroic and not manly and just a bitch and is a cunt. Ben Shapiro. You know Ben Shapiro?
Yes.
I okay, do. Okay. We have him play John Connor. I'll play Kyle Reese, okay? And then he'll be like, "Man, you have to go back in time. You know, stop interfering in the robots." And I'll be like, all right, chill out, John. You know, I'll go back. I go back. I fuck his mom like crazy. I don't get killed like Kyle Reese. I survive. I don't want to get killed. I come back. Do you know what song I want on the soundtrack when I come back to the future?
What?
You know that song, "We Want the Funk"? Gotta have the funk. And then I'm just like, yo, guess what? Guess what? I fucked your mom, Ben. She was okay. She was pretty good. And you'll be like, well, you don't have to make me feel weird about it. And I'll be like, no, Ben, smell my fingers. Come here. You know? Like, you know. And then, yeah. I am not a fan of Ben Shapiro. I think he's a bit of a misguided soul. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think he's a misguided soul. And one thing I want to say about him, let's just segue into this, okay? Let's just be real. Let's talk into the camera. Let's be real. You remember this song, WAP, came out? Everybody was talking about this. I'm not new to the conversation.
Oh, you mean WAP?
WAP? Yeah. WAP? WAP? Okay. WAP. Yes. That's how you pronounce it? Yes. I'm an old man, Jeremy. Look at the title. You know? But WAP came out. Mm-hmm. It's not WAP. I thought it was WAP. WAP came out. But then WAP is like derogatory to the Italians.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because it's a slur. It's back in the day, the Ellis Island days, when the proud Italian immigrants were coming to America, seeing the Statue of Liberty. WAP stood for Without Papers, really? Which meant like, you know, you don't have your, it was people that coming here for a better life, blah, 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 and they have no papers. So then WAP became a derogatory word to the proud Italian Americans
okay.
and the mafia. And
well,
stuff.
Now it stands for wet ass pussy nose.
Yeah, now it's wet ass pussy. But so, do you know Ben Shapiro?
Heard of him?
You know this guy? Okay, okay,
don't
okay.
Really know
yeah. You could live your whole life and not know of him, and right, you'll cool. be fine. But apparently, when WAP came out, sorry, that was not on purpose. Like, when WAP came out, Ben Shapiro said, "No, these women, they're he's you gotta." I don't want to play a clip of him because he just sucks and I don't want him in my ears. But like he talks like this. He talks like he literally talks like he has no testicles. Like yes. he has no testes, right? Yes. And he said like, oh, these women that are talking about their wet ass pussies are so wrong and women shouldn't get wet ass pussies. My wife has never had a wet ass pussy. And then people were like, wait, what? Rewind, what did you say? And then he's like, no, my wife, you know, wet ass pussy. And then people were like, bro, that's you got relationship problems then, wow. you know? So, you know, but hey, I got something to say to Ben's wife. Ben Shapiro, no, well, here's the thing. Ben Shapiro made a movie. He's trying to, part of the Ben Shapiro conundrum, or the way that he is, the way, why he is the way he is, is he tried to be a screenwriter and he failed.
Really?
And I think he submitted a script to The Good Wife or something, or The Good Fight, or one of those fucking shows. And then they were like, dude, this sucks, this shit, get out of here. And, you know, and he also made a film. He's been making films. And his film did not gross as much as mine. And I'm saying that with complete honesty. My movie made more money than Ben Shapiro's movie. Because Ben Shapiro is a loser.
Is he a politician?
He wants to be.
Political commentator.
He's not a politician. What he does is when the politicians do a circle jerk, he goes in the middle and gets bukkakied by them.
Oh,
because he's such a prick. You know, no, I'm sorry. Ben, hold on, let's rewind. I'm talking to his wife. Ben, go away, you know. Hey, honey. Hey, baby. I hear your husband hasn't been too good at making money with his movie. I hear it was kind of a joke. Ben, calm down. No, Ben, I made a movie that made more money than yours. I'll say it to your face, and I'll say it to your wife. Wait, hold on. There goes that WAP, right? Right, guys? Yeah. Anyway, that's Ben Shapiro. I just wanted to say that I was looking up the statistics of his movie, and then I was doing the math,
yeah.
and I was like, holy shit, I'm more successful than Ben Shapiro at cinema. Because I am cinema. Yes. Mr. Red is cinema, Wild 7. Fuck you, cunt. You know, and I'm sorry. One thing I want to get to. Oh, by the way, I just want to say this. Have you ever been to Truly Bar?
No, I haven't. You know, I don't drink, so.
Nor I.
Oh, okay.
It was an office day. Shut up, sexy music. It was an office day like 2 days ago, and okay. It was fucking muggy and hot.
Okay.
And then so then we were like, let's go to a bar to work. And I went, and there were so many beautiful women there, and I was just kind of like, wow, I can't work here, you know, like it's just too much, you know, because here I'm like a robot.
Okay,
you know what I mean, like I'm like robotic here, I'm like, oh, let's work, blah, blah, blah. But then when I go out and I see a woman, I'm just like, I do double takes, I'm like, you know what I mean. But anyway, Truly Bar, we went there and it was okay. Very nice, very very cool bar, very very interesting. Jeremy, I was about to say Jeremy, I have an idea for a cop sort of movie that we can do together.
Okay.
Called No Time to Tell.
I like that name.
You like that name?
You know, it's like, yeah. It's almost like 007, No Time
to Tell. Right. No Time to Tell. And basically what I'm thinking is, and look, it's all algorithms. It's all formulas. Okay. Let's take the buddy cop formula and really kick it in the pants.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Let's make a really good buddy cop movie. And Blake, you could be in it as well.
Okay.
You could be like, kind of like in Lethal Weapon, like Joe Pesci.
Okay.
You know, like a funny side character. Gotcha. But we're gonna honor your character. We're gonna like, you're not one of ridicule. You're someone that we honor. You know what I, because you know how, like, I don't like it in movies where people get toxic with each other and it's kind of accepted. You know what I mean? Like, they say horrible things to each other sometimes in movies. And it's like, dude, how is that guy's feelings not hurt? And how is, you know, how are you okay with you just saying that's sadistic? Right. So, like, Blake's character will compliment him and say, like, Blake, you're a great guy. He's a rookie. He's like a rookie on the force. Okay. You know what I mean? You like that?
He's like, and the then, Chris, like, Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Chris Rock. And we'll be like, you know, like, every few scenes, we'll check in with Blake.
Gotcha.
Let's see how Blake is doing. Okay. And then, like, Blake will be, like, sweating an interrogation, like, doing an interrogation. I'm like, dude, that guy, he's good. He's smart. He's good. I have scripts.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a script.
Thank
here you.
You
go. Blake, here you
thank
go.
You.
And fuck my glasses.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Okay, I'm good. Blake, your catchphrase is this. Your character works out a lot. Okay. And so you're always eating, like, beef and stuff. So when you come into the room, your thing is you go, "Hey, where's the beef?"
Okay.
You know what I mean? So at the end of this scene, that's what you say. Right. You come in, it's beat, long beat, Blake enters. When I do this, you enter.
Okay.
And then Jeremy, mm-hmm. your character getting too old for this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also I have to say this. Your character. Oh, here, wait. Here's the plot. So, character intros.
Okay.
Your character intro, you, and this is a character, this isn't you, you know.
Gotcha.
But I want both intros to show us in moments of intimacy with our lovers, with our women. You know what I mean?
That's how it starts off.
Right. No. Well, not like total sex and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen that anime Wicked City?
No, I haven't.
Okay. There's this part where this guy hooks up with this woman from a bar, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden her pussy, like, turns into a spider thing, and then it, like, spits out spider webs, and then, like, there was this other part in that movie. I remember a friend told me about it when I was a kid, and then I saw it. There's this old man, okay? There's this old man character, and he talks like this, and he's, like, really pervy, and then he's, like, squeezing this lady's tits, and then he goes like, "Wow. Oh, these are tits, and these are nice." And then the tits melt, mm-hmm. and then he goes into the woman. This is in Wicked City. It's a crazy anime. Emmanuel, put it like a thing for the real if this goes up as a real, but, like, it's crazy. But in Wicked City, we have a scene where you are with what we think is your fiance.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But then she does the spider thing. Like she turns into like a monster. Okay. And then it turns out your fiance, this is the plot of the film, your fiance has been kidnapped by a horrible organization that wants nothing but nefarious things for the world. Okay. And so we have to find him. Mm-hmm. My intro scene, mm-hmm. and then this is a cool line. After you like fire off at the spider woman, yeah. Like, bam, 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 and she runs out of the window and she goes like, "We have your wife, fool." And then she goes, you go like, "This is going to be a long day." You know, that's pretty
classic,
good.
Classic
Yeah. You call me. Okay. Because I'm your partner, you know?
Gotcha.
Now picture the scene, okay? I live in a nice, like rustic apartment. Mm-hmm. The kind with like a big fan for no apparent reason in the wall. You know what I'm talking about? Those ones, the walls are brick.
Yeah.
It's very spacious. You wonder how on my salary I can even afford this and stuff.
Right.
Okay. We have a woman. We'll use a glamour model of some sort. There's a woman that started following me on Twitter named Savannah Casey. Hello, I love you. And she could play her. And she's like sprawled out on the bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, titties out. Why not? You know. And she's just sexed out. Like you could see we had a night,
this
you know.
Sounds like Miami Vice.
Yeah. She's like, oh, and then I'm doing push-ups. I'm doing my morning routine. Okay. You know, with my tank top and stuff, you know. I'm doing push-ups, and then I get up. I start doing, like, karate, like, jiu-jitsu moves or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, we have a shot of her, and she's, like, oh. And she's like so happy because she had sex with me. And then I go, like, and then I notice she's waking. I'm, like, oh, you're awake. And then I point to, like, I made her breakfast in bed or something. No, actually, he's not like that. She wakes up. I throw a Pop-Tart at her. I'm like, here, catch this, you know. And then I just go like, I go like, did you enjoy the lovemaking we did? And then she goes like this. This is a great line. Let's just say I'm not an atheist anymore. And I'm like, fuck yeah, you know, like, and wow. So we get into our adventure.
Okay,
we will find your fiance. Mm-hmm. We there are a few things that I want to do. One thing at the end of the movie, okay, we'll leave the bad guy hanging, from his ankles. You know what I mean? Like yes. He's like hanging from a building from his ankles. Okay. He's like, guys, help me. And then as we're walking away, we go like, you think we should help him? And then we look at each other and we go, nah. Right? That's action movie shit. That's, and then Blake comes in, he's like, yo, everybody, where's the beef? You know? Like, it's great. It's gonna be, dude, No Time to Tell is gonna be a fucking awesome movie. And dude, one thing I just want to say for both of us, mm-hmm. when we drive in our Lambos, because mm-hmm. we have Lambos, like bad, like in Bad Boys, I want to play that weekend song, Starboy. In fact, yeah, let's do it. Starboy. We're Starboys. Starboy. Yeah. And then like, huh? Look what you done, ha, 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 ha. I'm a motherfucking star boy, ha. Look what you done, ha, 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 ha. Okay.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef? And then Blake comes in. He comes in from the back seat. He's like, hey, everybody, where's the beef? You know? So another thing, you worked with Michael Jai White, no?
I have.
You have. Okay, I love Michael Jai White. Michael Jai White, shout out. We want to have a role for you as the chief. And okay. The thing is, I've heard Michael Jai White say this. He said he doesn't want to have like scenes with like another woman that's not his wife, which is a respectable position. So we'll give that scene to me.
Okay.
I'll like have whatever love interest was supposed to be his in my writing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just give that to me. And we'll have a lovemaking scene, kind of like the Terminator scene. And she'll do that move that chicks do. The, you know what
I mean?
Yeah. No. But can I be honest with you? I'm fully aware, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that nobody wants to see a sex scene with me in it. So I'm not going to do that to you people. I'm sorry.
He's going
to
have a double.
Dude. I have the best tagline for this movie.
Uh-oh.
No Time to Tell. You ready?
Okay.
Killing bad guys, fucking bitches. All in a day's work. Right?
This movie's never going to get released.
What? You mean because of the current cultural climate? Fuck them. Come on, everybody. Where's the old school action? I want old school action like Terminator and Chuck Norris. Come on. I watched like 10 trillion Chuck Norris movies last week, and they were all great. And dude, also one thing I want to say about the love scenes, though. I might do the love scenes. I might do like a body double. Mm. I'll use, you know who I'll use? I'll use Ryan Gosling to be my body double.
Oh, wow.
And they'll just like tan him. You know what I mean? So he looks Middle Eastern. And so I'll do something. But okay. When I was younger, I had a friend, a fun friend, and he used to say that like for sex scenes, they always play this music, and he would play this, he would do this song with his mouth, and I want to do this song for my sex scenes. Bump, bump, beer, bump, beer, bump, beer, bump, beer, bump, beer, bump, bump, beer.
That sounds just like a porno.
right.
Stereotypical.
Well, Jeremy, listen. We got to sell tickets here. You know what I mean? And I think I think honestly, people might be like, if I really did the sex scenes, people might be so disgusted they'll go. Like they'll be like, let's see. It'll be like a freak show thing or something. Let's see what he looks like. You know, people that know me, which is like a few people, you know, you know what I mean, Jeremy? You know, a few. Jeremy. I
definitely wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah. All, fair enough. By the way, so I take Michael Jai White's love interest, the Bumpier Bumpier song. Dude. Before we find out that the Spider Woman isn't your fiance. Mm-hmm. We got to see your character in a sensitive mode because people love that. Like to see the tough guy before he goes to work, he's got his firearm, he's got his badge. And then the wife is like, hey, you're getting up so early, you know? and then like, you're like, hey, pumpkin. You know, that's how people talk, how normal people talk. It's weird. Real couples weird me out because I've never really... They're fucked with a real relationship. You know what I mean? So it's like the pumpkin talk is strange. But
hey, honey bun.
Yeah, hey, honey bun. You know? Hey.
He's gonna know what to say.
My little honeybee. My little bumblebee. I love you. This is like the new ASMR.
My boo-boo.
My boo-boo. Yeah. We should do the scene. Let's do the scene. Okay, so basically the scene is you're telling me that I take way too many chances. I'm a loose cannon. Mm-hmm. You're the reasonable guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so let's do the scene.
Where are we right now? Are we like in your office? I'm like, I just came in.
This is the cool thing.
Okay.
We just busted up a pussy parlor. You know what that is?
No.
It's like a whorehouse. It's a street term for whorehouse. Gotcha. Or I'm sorry, brothel. Brothel. We busted up a brothel.
Gotcha.
And so you got to mat all this pussy out there. You know? And so we freed them. We freed the women.
Okay.
We went. But in order to sort of like, I took a shot at the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And this is like a mid action sequence. It's not the climax.
Okay.
You know, it's do you know what it is? It's the scene that makes us separate. Oh. But then we get back together. You know, like we're like, gotcha. Yo man. I'm sorry, Harrison. Your name is Harrison. You know. Oh, by the way, yeah, Jeremy's name is Harrison and I'm Maloney. And so at some point you could be like Maloney. You know. Okay. This is great. Man, genius here. Genius. Genius at Wild 7 years. Okay. All right. So we just busted up these things. The guy was going to kill a lady, mm-hmm. like an older woman.
Okay.
And then I was like, put the fucking gun. Here, I'll do it for the producers out there. Put the fucking gun down. Put the fucking gun down right now. No, I'll do it. I'll do it for real.
That was too nice.
Yeah. I'll do it for real. I'll do it for real. Put the fucking gun down, motherfucker. Put it fucking down, motherfucker, right now. I'll fucking kill you! And then he's like, no, copper, you don't even know. You don't even know me. You don't know me. He has a knife. I'm like, pop, pop, pop. And then my catchphrase is, bang, bang, you're dead, asshole. That's pretty cool, huh? Blake knows that's cool. That's cool.
This is so 80s.
right. It's going to be the greatest action movie ever. Harrison and Maloney are the new Riggs... And the other guy, the problematic man,
yeah.
Right? You know, Mel, good old Mel, gotcha. Good old Mel. Okay, So let us begin this scene, and we're going to leave it at that because this was great, Jeremy.
Okay.
This was a fantastic time, and I thank you for being part of Wild 7, and I thank you. You know what? I thank you out there. You know, if you are enjoying this goofery and this fun, go to Tubi and watch Debbie and the Devil, or go and watch Amigas, the telenovela, or go look at our other content and stuff and support Wild 7. We are an independent studio, and we just want to make you happy. That's it. Something that you just press the button of what is played and you get happy. And I am Mr. Red, king of the Jagoffs. Okay, all right. So, 1, 2, 3, action.
You're too cool for school, Maloney. Too hot to trot.
What's your point, Harrison?
My point is, one of these days, your reckless ways are going to get you a one-way ticket to the morgue. And I do mean for some friendly tour. And I don't mean for some friendly tour. I mean as a dead body. In a body bag. Because you'll be dead.
Harrison, you have a wonderful life. And when we find your girlfriend, it's going to be even more wonderful because you will be with your lady love. But me, I live on the edge. I don't answer to anyone. I can do what I want, jack off when I want. The other day I had Captain Crunch for dinner and no one could stop me.
Now you're really playing with your life, Maloney. Well, Captain Crunch is part of a balanced breakfast. There are other cereals you could eat that are just as filling and healthy too.
I don't care. I live on the edge, bro. Put your advice in your pocket. And guess what? It was Captain Crunch Berries.
You make me sick, Maloney.
Well, that's harsh, Harrison. That's a mean thing to say to your friend.
You're not my friend, Maloney.
Where's the beef?
That was great. But one thing, it was supposed to be a long beat. Like we would look at each other and just be right. Like... And then you come in and break the mood. So let's go from
again.
Let's go from now you're really playing with your life, Maloney. Okay.
Apologies.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. And I'll give you the signal to right. Okay.
Now you're really playing with your life, Maloney. While Captain Crunch is part of a balanced breakfast, there are other cereals you could eat that are just as filling and healthy too.
I don't care. I live on the edge, bro. Put your advice in your pocket. And guess what? It was Captain Crunch Berries.
You make me sick, Maloney.
Well, that's harsh, Harrison. That's a mean thing to say to someone who is your friend.
You're not my friend, Maloney. More like baloney.
Where's the beef?
That was great. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jeremy, we're going to make $1 million off of this.
Yes.
I think our salaries will be sizable. And I'm thinking of bringing back Carol Co., the company that did Terminator films and
really?
Stuff and action movies.
They still
or
exist?
Canon films. Or they don't. I think both are defunct.
You
but
know what's funny about Canon films? Just a real quick. I think they were involved with some twins that killed their parents and sat in a Knicks game on. What? I should look that up.
Wait a minute. The Melendez brothers? How were they? Hold on. Hold the phone. Sorry, I know it's hot in here, but wait. Hold up. Fuck it. Hold up. What happened? What's the connection?
I believe the Melendez brothers' parents were film producers, and they were part of Canon Films, I believe.
Are you serious?
I believe so. You had to go check out the exact details, but I believe there is some connection between them, yes.
Holy fucking A, that's wild.
Is this new?
New information?
New information?
No, this has been around. You can look it up. Yeah,
that's so weird. Yeah. So they were executives or something at Canon Films?
I believe so. There was some kind of, I can't remember the exact details. I don't know if they were like working with Canon Films or they made Canon Films, but they were related. So
that is so interesting because, dude, I've been on a kick of Canon Films for a while now. And for those of you that don't know, Canon Films was a company from like 80s pretty much to early 90s, I think. I think the last movie they did was with Chuck Norris called Hellbound. The movie that bankrupted them was Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And they did a movie called Runaway Train. Was it one with John Voight? I think that was the one, and that was actually a really good movie with a script by Akira Kurosawa. Canon Films is awesome. It was run by these two Israeli dudes named Golan and Globus, and apparently they had like Israeli like army dudes with Uzis outside of their building guarding the place, which is pretty cool.
I'm gonna look this up really quick.
Yeah. Just see who it is.
I just want to make sure I'm right.
Right. Fact check. I see. You guys, you know my bald head? You know, Blake? You see it? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's there. I'm so weird looking. Fuck. You know what I mean, Jeremy?
Oh, really?
I'm so strange. What am I? Why do I do what I do?
Why does everybody do what right. they do?
Right. Why am I doing this? Why do I care about some things? I don't care about anything. Just movies. I care about canon. I'm just killing time. Yeah, I love canon. I love canon films.
I don't know if I'm going
to. They're fun. They did Cobra with Sylvester Stallone, which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to look this up in time.
You know what? There's you know what, Jeremy?
Well, no. They.
Actually, with Sylvester.
Which one?
I forget what it's called.
Shout out Sylvester Stallone. You know what, guys?
Equilibrium or something like that. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah?
Equilibrium?
Interesting.
I'll look it up.
Interesting. I feel full Mr. Red today. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like full idiot. Like, you know, full guy that is Mr. Red. Full on.
So they were with, their parents were with Artisan Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
They worked with Lionsgate. So I think they worked with a bunch of films. Mm.
I know Artisan distributed Pie, Darren Aronofsky's first film.
Really, really.
And they also did a film called Permanent Midnight with Ben Affleck, which was based on a memoir that I read in high school. Mm-hmm. And the movie was kind of a letdown. And they also, I think they distributed...
it's actually called Expendables 4.
Expendables 4. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that one. And then they also did... I think they released the DVDs of Reservoir Dogs, I think. But that's Artisan. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So, do your research. Do
interesting. Your research. Their parents the Menendez brothers killed their parents, and then they went to a Knicks game. You know?
And look it up. There's a picture of them at a Knicks game sitting, like, at on a court.
Right.
Four-side seats.
That's so funny. Yeah, I remember all that happening. And what's funny is, like, Blake, if your parents ever give you shit about, like, just being a son, or, like, you should do more, be like, dude, the Menendez brothers, they killed their parents, and then they went to a Knicks game. I would never do that to you, Mom, Dad. Any of them. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I often, if I see, like, a heinous crime... Mm-hmm. I compare myself to that person.
Well, you said often you see a heinous crime.
Oh, no, like in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
If I see a heinous crime in the newspaper, I think about myself and I think, I'm doing all right. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially, you know? We live in LA where a lot of heinous crimes happen.
Or not, apart from that, mass shootings every day. Yeah. Every day you have a reason to feel good about yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way you look at it in this sort of strange society, right? Now, the kids that are going to school and have to wear bulletproof vests, I got nothing to tell you. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. But anywho, Jeremy, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at J_films on Instagram. And you can find me on my website, j.gaines.net. And saw my films and stuff like that. You can look me up. You can find me.
It's not jimmy.games? No.
Definitely
I'm
not
joking.
Jimmy.
I'm joking.
You can
I'm
also joking. Follow my gaming gaming Instagram with my three friends, Marv and EJ, and Shoe Program, SHU Program, where we cover video games and news.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Blake, where can the good people find you?
OakTWN Blake on Instagram.
Fuck yeah. And you can find me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nasred. Go to our website, wild7studios.com. Go to Tubi and check out Debbie and the Devil. It's the reason why I'm such a cocky person. And also check out Amigas, the telenovela, directed by the great April Mendoza, not co-producer. She's the producer here. She's the queen here. I just meant, like, I have produced with her. And when I say with her, I say with respect, like, right. Under her tutelage, under her guidance and stuff, because she's the queen. You see how much I freak out if it appears a negative about April? And let me tell you something, if anybody messes with April, they mess with me.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
I
yeah.
agree.
And that was the Terminator films. This is my bald head. This is my suit. This is Blake. This is Jeremy. And is it Memorial Day week or Labor Day weekend?
That's
one of them, right? But it's like this Monday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It is?
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. Don't have to come here. But,
well, I will say my last thing.
Yeah.
Coming to a theater near you, Terminator 7.
Yes.
Time to tell.
Yeah. That's great. Terminator 2, Terminator 7. No time
there's
to tell.
There's no holiday coming.
There's no holiday.
Wait, what? Fuck!
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.
All right. Oh, should we hit that fan? Or we'll die in here. Yeah. We'll die.
Is the sound going to be okay?
Do you think it's going to be okay, Blake? You are the...
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's not coming directly to...
Yeah. So I just don't want to die of heat exhaustion. Same, you know what same, I mean? Yeah. So let's begin... The show.
Yes.
Terminator Special.
I can hear it, but it's not like...
It shouldn't interfere greatly with the audio.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Like, it's just like...
Fuck
it's
it.
It's just like white noise.
Listen, you want us to fucking die? I don't care if you can hear a little humming of a fan. It's fucking hot here. We live in... hold on.